Welcome to Dog Travel Experts. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host Paris from DogTipper.com, who is a travel expert, with great ideas and advice about getting out of the house with your dogs, whether it's around the block or around the world. We'll answer any question right here tonight, 888-627-6008, or you can send them by email to RadioPetLady@gmail.com. You can also send your mailing address for a sample of Whole Life Pets freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here. Dog Travel Experts is a production of Eight Paws LLC and LT Media Group LLC, which are solely responsible for its content. Give us a call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. And stay tuned right after the show for The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna Spector right after this show. Paris, I am so excited. We have a special show tonight about the whole idea of how do you find a pet sitter that will either take your pets into their home or come and stay over at your home. It's something we've never really talked about. And these really great people from Rover.com, which is such a good name, came to you and there were our dreams realized, right? I mean, they're doing this very thing.
You know, it's such a great service, I think, because, you know, we all love to travel with our pets, but sometimes that is just not possible. You know, maybe you're traveling on a business trip, a family emergency. Maybe you yourself have to go into the hospital.
That's
there
right.
are times you need help, you know, and I think services like Rover are really a great solution for that. Whether it's in your home or in a pet sitter's home, they've got some great options that we're going to talk about tonight.
Which I'm very particularly relieved because I have a sister that has two very small dogs, the opposite of us, two little Brussels Griffins, Lulu and Sprout. Get it? Brussels Sprout.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, little play on words. And little Sprout is 7 pounds and Lulu is 14. They wouldn't put those dogs in a kennel. I mean, I think a lot of us just wouldn't put our dogs in a kennel, period.
Yes.
And she wanted to come up here and we didn't know if they'd be okay with my three big dogs that are a bit territorial. And there was no safe and reliable way to figure out how to find a pet sitter. And, of course, it's sort of like people with kids that say, well, I'm just never going to leave my kids. And then they realize they need to have backup babysitters. And they're kind of in trouble in that moment. We have Susan from Rover.com to tell us how this amazing idea and service, this brilliant solution to all of our needs, came to be. Susan, welcome to Dog Travel Experts. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you are a Labrador lover. We know that because we sneaked a peek behind the scenes and found out that you adore your Labrador or Labradors. They actually, you are in a
yes.
in a dog-friendly workplace. How lucky are you?
Oh, I'm so excited because I started in high tech. You know, I worked in the industry for many years, and then I was also in the consumer industry. So to take my love of dogs, be able to help consumers, they're facing this big issue, right? They love their dogs just like their children. And when they have to travel, like you said, it is a big dilemma. And so being able to help address that pain point for consumers, but through technology, but using dog lovers across America and setting up that community has been just so engaging and fun.
And then the other thing, and Paris and I can relate to this as, you know, entrepreneurs running our own business, with the economy the way it is, you're also providing an incredible number of jobs for people who are going to pet sit on their spare time or because it's going to be their main source of income, or maybe they're just, you know, like a retiree or a little lonely or a little bored, and you're by giving them this opportunity to become pet sitters through Rover.com, you're also providing something really good on the sort of provider end, which I don't know if that occurs to you, but it occurred to me when I went on Rover.com and I saw all these people of different ages. There seemed to be a lot of women, but there were also men. And I thought, wow, without Rover.com, how would they find clients, right?
Absolutely. It makes me feel great to be able to offer a service for people that are very trustworthy, that can get approved through the interview process. There's, you know, a pretty high bar because we have to have a very trusted environment. We only actually approve 10% of sitters
wow.
that apply.
Well, we'd love to know what is that process, Susan? I think for anyone who's listening, and all of you in the Halo pop-up shop in Halo City Tales, New York City, at the corner of 47th and Manhattan, you guys need pet sitters desperately. People in apartments in Manhattan, you know, want to get out of the city. They want to go away for the weekend if they're lucky enough to get an invitation, and their dogs aren't always welcome or there's no physical way to transport them. We really would love to have you, Susan, but not those darling Labradors. So any of you listening in the store, give us a call. You can talk to the woman who's behind Rover.com, and Paris and I will give you some of our sob stories if you like, when we were stuck and, you know, what do? Who do you ask? It's a good way to lose friends quickly. If you were to ask a friend, 888-627-6008. And those of you that are adopting on an adoption event at the Halo City Tales New York City pop-up shop, it's something to think about, Susan, probably. Just like getting pet insurance or finding a vet, you should probably start to make a relationship with a pet sitter very soon when you add an animal to your family, because you don't know when you'll need them. So you might as well have like a test run. Do you suggest that to people?
Absolutely. We, in fact, are partners with over 50 shelters throughout the country. Six are nationwide,
really?
And then the others are in local. Yeah. And it's a part of our program, which is called Sitta, Dogs Save a Life. So one of the things we look for in our sitters is, have they volunteered in shelters? And the reason we do that is because our dog owners really love that. It shows how much they love and they care. It's not a prerequisite, but it is something that helps build their trusted community. So when the sitter signs up, they get a very easy drop-down that says, would you like to give a percent of your proceeds to whichever one of these volunteer shelters you're associated with? We make it really easy for us to donate as Rover, and also for our Rover sitters to give back. That's a big part of what the company believes in.
That is a really fantastic idea to promote that the sitter is part of the give back. God, that's like a whole nother really cool little piece of the puzzle. I guess the biggest question people are going to have, Susan, is, okay, so you vetted them. That's good. But what is it that you asked them, or how did you check people out? I mean, you're going to take your dogs to their house, but sometimes they might even come to your house. So there's like a whole bonding insurance. It's not just like, well, you know, woo-woo, fuzzy, feel good. There must be something more like legal or serious about it, right?
So here's what we do. We check their background. We look at the resumes they've submitted. They have to have testimonials. They have to submit the photos of where the dogs are going to be, you know, the sitter's photos. So there's a variety of different manual checks that we do in addition to what I call technical checks. And then in addition to that, what we recommend is what we call the meet and greet process, where you come to our site, you look at that sitter, their very long bio, and one of the key things people love to look at are the reviews. You know, just like people are used to Yelp reviews or reviews on books, right? So a lot of our sitters, I mean, we have one that's closing 100 reviews, and there's nothing more insightful than reading through what people have said about their great experience. Plus, we have like a 94% satisfaction rate, and so people love these sitters, and the more they can share the reviews, that helps the next person to evaluate. So basically, we have a meet and greet process, but all the information we're giving on the site usually helps make a perfect match, where somebody like myself, like I'm listed as Lady Lab Lover because, yes, you know, I love labs. I'll take any size dog, but I want to make sure that people know, okay, I've got big labs. You know, they want to play outside. That means I'm going to do my care and instructions. I'm used to the big walks, you know, whereas a little dog owner might want that, but they might prefer to be in a home with just another little dog.
Right. Or a person that will let the dog sleep with them or cuddle with them or be on their couch or whatever the things are that their little dog sort of requires, because that's what little dogs require. What percentage of
– you...
Sorry. Go ahead. We keep talking over each other. It's not good. Sorry. There's a pause. Go ahead. You're on a landline, right?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Oh, excellent.
So I was just going to comment. One of the top requested items is the ability for the dog to sleep with the dog sitter. You know, and we do have a lot of sitters that, like, they're used to that. It's no problem. And we do these photos during the stay. And there's nothing that reassures and relieves that guilt of the dog owner than when they're getting photos of their dogs playing and being in that same environment that they were hoping for. So, and we do these really cute Rover Reel videos, which recap the whole stay.
Oh, that's nice. Do they get the photos while they're traveling so they kind of have that peace of mind?
Yes, it's up to what the dog owner has requested. So we'll send them during the stay. Some owners would just prefer to get the full video, and it's all included for free at the end. It's really up to the owner.
That is so nice, I think.
And the person that had 100 reviews, was that in a very populous area, like, I don't know, somewhere in Los Angeles or somewhere in New York City? I mean, that's a lot of clients to have, already have 100.
Yes, it's actually in Las Vegas, but we have approximately 1,000 sitters in each of our largest markets in the country. And in total, we have 50,000 sitters. So
guarantee
practically, if any of your listeners, unless you're in a very, very remote area, basically we have 84% coverage within 20 minutes of any location.
How did you manage that? How did you get this many people? I mean, how did you fish for those sitters? Where did you find them?
Yeah.
How did you find them?
So the first thing is there are so many millions of dog lovers out there, and this was such a new idea about a year and a half ago when people were looking for something like this. So when people started hearing about us and were recommending friends and were seeing some of our new advertisements and finding our website, you know, we did some ads when people were searching for pet sitters or, pet boarding, et cetera, that then they would find us in that manner. But a lot of it also became referral because it's such a network where, just like with babysitters or hairdressers, with people that are important to you, and they're maybe in your dog walking group or maybe you're a part of one of the breed clubs where you get together like at these meetups, they want to share. You know, hey, I just found Rover. This is great. The sitter was fantastic. You know, Jules had a great experience. So word of mouth is really starting to catch on. And, you know, you had brought up early in the conversation, Paris, the point about our sitters are from all walks of life, whether they're teachers in the summer, whether they're veterinarian technicians, whether they're doctors, architects, students, you know, in college. There's this uniting force of just loving dogs and really enjoying it. And, you know, they get to set their price. The business model is they set their price, and Rover takes 15%. That's all. And so it's a great business opportunity for people that not only love dogs but have a good experience set and can provide our level of satisfaction.
It's really a wonderful idea. Did you go to any of the pet sitting organizations like Pet Sitters International or NAPS to look for pet sitters? I mean, there'd be no reason why you couldn't. I'm just curious because they have all these built-in pet sitters who identify themselves professionally to the IRS as a pet sitter.
Yeah, that's a great point. So what we found with our users, they actually prefer what we call part-time sitters rather than professional sitters.
I see.
The reason for that, you know, our dog owners are saying, I don't want my dog to be one of 10. You know, I want that real personalized care. You know, and they fill out this care instructions, et cetera, and, you know, especially like sleeping with the dog sitter. You know, you're not going to get that in an environment where there's 10 to 12 dogs. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That is really like, it just, we have to take a break, but when we get back from the break, I just want to tell a story about somebody I know who asked a family member to look in on just, it was a cat. The people think you can leave cats alone, but you really can't. You shouldn't really leave a cat alone for more than 24 hours. Really death-defying things can happen to a cat. And plus, if you're feeding wet food, which is always the advice on Radio Pet Lady Network, you need to have someone come in and do it. And there can be terrible misunderstandings when someone doesn't take it seriously as a job and just thinks they're doing you a favor. And I think that's one of the things that Rover.com addresses is don't ask friends or family or a neighbor, because it isn't going to be it could be something really awful that happens, and it's certainly the end of your friendship or a rift in your family, or you'll move out because your neighbor, like, oh, you meant this week? So we're going to go to a break. When we get back. No, I'm serious. This really happened to somebody. Oh, my God. You need somebody who's going to take $20 to $40 an hour or a night or whatever. It's by the night. The prices are very mild. I went on and looked. And take it seriously and be proud of what they're doing and hope for a testimonial. Not someone who's looking for you to bring them home a real nice T-shirt saying, you know, I went to Malibu and all I got was this crummy T-shirt. We'll be right back after a quick break with Rover.com and Susan, who's one of the creators of it. Paris and I are here to answer any of your questions. 888-627-6008. Give us a call. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Woruva, a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility, so it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Woruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods. Woruva chooses not to make any dry food because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feel Away diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feel Away and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. We are back. You're listening to Dog Travel Experts with Paris, the Dog Travel Expert, and myself, Tracy Hochner. We are talking about a wonderful company called Rover.com. Check it out. Great-looking website, by the way, Susan. It's just delightful to look at. One of the things that I think people don't stop and think, Paris, and I'm sure you've known this with all your years of being aware of pet owners, they think, well, if I want to go away for a week, I could always ask my great Aunt Mary if she wouldn't mind.
That's right.
Staying at my house, because my house is nicer than her house. So she'll have a good time. Meanwhile, Aunt Mary doesn't really know so much about walking dogs or feeding dogs or, you know, what their physical or emotional needs are. And that's certainly true with, oh my God, what about the one, Susan, I'm sure you've heard this. Oh, my friend's teenage son. Yeah, that's who's going to be pet sitting. I don't think so. Because your friend's teenage son can barely get himself out of bed in the morning and get himself to school. He's certainly not going to be the responsible person that you need, because you know your dog, if it's 8:30 a.m., is expecting breakfast. And at 5 p.m. is sitting there tapping his little puppy Rolex and going, hello, where's dinner? And your friend's teenage son is in the mall, you know, playing on his iPhone. I think that having someone that you're paying is the best investment you can make, not just in your own peace of mind, but in actually getting the job done. I mean, I'm sure both of you have heard of these stories of people that friends or family or neighbors just blew it, right? When they were asked to
to preserve those relationships too.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to have your be mad at your neighbor once
That's
you return
right.
from your trip
That's
and it
right.
didn't work out just like mm-hmm. you had planned. So I think it's so great to rely on a professional who has training, you know, who has experience and who you don't feel shy about saying, okay, I'd really like you to do this,
yes,
and this.
Exactly.
You know, because this
exactly.
is a professional paid relationship. So I think that makes it so much better. Don't you agree, Susan?
Absolutely. I mean, our dogs are such a part of the family today. We love them deeply, just like our children. You know, most people consider themselves pet parents. And you wouldn't leave your children without the right kind of care, right? And
right.
you want to be in their same routine as much as possible.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's right. If you're going to pay $25 a day in most markets, that's the average price, to have that peace of mind that they're going to get the walk in the morning, they're going to get their food at the right time, fresh water is going to be out, they're going to get to wrestle or play ball or get their belly rubbed or,
yes.
you know, their ear scratched, whatever that is that makes that dog happy, you know, that dog deserves that. And I know that when we get our thank you cards, those are the kind of reviews that people talk about. They were so happy. They had such a great time. Like, they are so excited when we take them back, you know, that next time. So I think those are the kind of smiles that keep us so happy.
That is so nice, I think. You know, one thing I wondered, Susan, do you have very many clients who want to meet the pet sitter in person and have that pet sitter meet their dogs before they go ahead and commit to that, you know, to paying that pet sitter and booking the pet sitter?
Yeah, I number one, they always talk to them. So the way the product, the way that River.com works, you immediately get to text, basically an email through our product to that sitter. You engage in a conversation. Not, I would say less than 50% of the time they actually go to the trouble of meeting in person, but approximately, you know, half of the time. What's more important is they want to get a feel for that person, you know, their love for their dog, what their home life is like, you know, are there kids or are there not kids, are there other dogs, you know, are you home all day or do you work part-time, you know, going through the questions that are important to them. A lot of times a question will come up that's specific, like I have an older dog and, you know, do you feel comfortable giving him a pill with his meal, for instance?
Right.
Or things like that. Right. Yeah. And so they're really looking, they always check out that bio, you know, the little resume online that tells about you and, you know, why you love dogs. How did you grow up? You know, and they answer these questions and people like to read that. They read the reviews, but we do recommend meetups. We think it's a great way to actually bring your dog to the house so they get to meet in person, especially if that sitter has a dog.
Right.
And there's no reason. And there's no reason that it shouldn't be paid. I mean, a lot of people, you know, it depends on how high you are on the neurotic scale or how high your dog is on the neurotic scale. So in my case, I would definitely need to be meeting that person between me and the Weimaraners. We'd be neurotic. So I would feel I should pay that sitter to have that hour meeting, just like anyone that wants to leave their kid with a babysitter the first time, whether it's a baby or a toddler or a, you know, a school-age kid. If they're smart, I mean, I'm sure many moms do this, you pay them for a couple of hours of babysitting while you're there. And you hang out and you show, you know, you show how the dog likes his belly rubbed. And Paris made a great point. I mean, I don't know how much I've typed up notes. I mean, it's embarrassing. He only likes his bowl over here. And then if you would wipe his nose afterwards, because the Honest Kitchen is green and stays on his nose, and the other one has to stay over there, and don't forget the two scoops of Nordic Naturals, it's like you wouldn't feel comfortable giving all those instructions to someone that you weren't paying. You'd feel bossy
right.
or nuts.
Yes.
You know, yeah, as a pet sitter, like anything else? What else, you know?
Yep. I love that point. And what's fun is you only have to write it down once with Rover because you're typing it online. We save those care instructions.
Right.
And yeah, and it's nice because the sitters love it because it gives them a routine that your dog likes and it keeps them happy. Everything's done on schedule. And they quite often will like send you text updates too if you'd like, in addition to the photos saying everything's great, you know, if there was something in particular you wanted them to watch, they can update you on that. So
that is very nice.
Is really,
for peace of mind, you know, when you're traveling, because sometimes if you can just get that picture or a quick update, then you can kind of put that out of your mind and enjoy your trip then, or tend to your business that you're traveling to do or whatever it is, you know, you need to do on your trip. So that's a great peace of mind service, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. And the other thing I should mention is, our sitters do the meet and greets for free. So I agree with you. It would be nice to get paid, but we do it as a complimentary service because we, you know, we encourage it. We think it's great if they get to meet and it gives them that much more confidence. But we are noticing that the more information we provide online, I think the less people feel the need they have to do the meet and greet.
Well, I'm just saying to anyone listening who's going to try Rover.com, and we hope lots of you do, I think you could slip them 10 or 20 bucks at least for their travel expenses, darn it. I mean, if they come to your house, if you go to their house, it's not that big an imposition. But if you've asked them to come to you, I'm just saying, I think you should slip them a little something in their purse. Because I think that these relationships can be lifelong relationships. You know, once you've tried to sit once. And then you might think, You know, maybe I will go in the city and stay overnight, whatever city you live near, Chicago, Las Vegas, whatever, because now I really know it's fine. Susan will be there, or my dogs will be at Susan's. And it gives you that freedom. That otherwise, how do you get the freedom? I knew a guy in East Hampton. His dog was 11 years old. And when he died at 11 and a half, Stephen took the first vacation in 11 and a half years.
Oh.
He would not go anywhere. The dog was kind of high strung. He was a nice labby kind of mutt. 11 and a half years. Now, Rover.com would have solved that because he could have met a live human who would have stayed in his house, or he could have taken the dang dog to their house. And he could have, I mean, there are people who are paralyzed because of their fear of what to do with the dog. I think Rover.com is, you know, really essential for not just your average, not so nutty person, because there's a lot of us that are way on the further on the nutty scale. And you're right, a professional pet sitter, you feel is someone who will probably only come for an hour, stop by for half an hour. You know, it's like, it's not, oh, I'm now going to be devoted to your dog pretty much overnight and then in and out during the day, whatever the period of time is, no problem. This really did happen on Sirius when I had Cat Chat on Sirius, Paris and Susan. There was a gal who called in. I was saying how cats really should be looked in on at least every 24 hours, minimum. You got to make sure, and you have to tell the sitter how often the cat usually urinates and defecates in the box, because one of the main ways of knowing if a cat has a urinary blockage or any other problem is, are they going to the bathroom normally? And then give them wet food, which you just don't leave out all day. You give it, and then however much they eat, you put the rest in the fridge for later. So she was going away for 3.5 days and had asked her neighbor, who seemed like a perfectly nice person, who literally, when she got home and there was like poo and pee everywhere and the cat was meowing and freaking, she said, oh, it was this weekend?
Oh my God. That could have been tragic.
Yes, it could have.
The same thing can happen to
any of us. People that aren't animal people, that aren't like those real pet parenty kind of people, they don't understand the health consequences, not to mention the emotional consequences to our pets and to us, if someone doesn't take it seriously. You know, there are people who go, it's only a dog, she'll never know. We'll stop by when we get around to it. You know, yeah, if we're going to be in the neighborhood, says, you know, your friend or your family member. And like Paris says, that can be like a relationship buster, because it matters to you that much. And they're acting as though there's something wrong with you. Oh, come on. I got there on Sunday. You know, meanwhile, it's, you know, Monday.
Yeah. And so, you're still having to live by that neighbor. So
that's right. And you still have that person as your brother-in-law. I think that Rover.com is just an incredible solution to more problems than people realize. The other thing that none of us, I have to say, people don't like to think about risk. You know, they'll wear their seatbelt because the law tells them. Otherwise, they wouldn't really. And they have car insurance because the law tells them. And otherwise, they definitely wouldn't, because it's not going to happen to them. They're a good driver. They're careful. And where pet sitting is concerned, people don't think, you know, what would happen if you fell off your bike and broke your leg and you're in the hospital and you have two dogs and a cat at home and you're a single person, you know, your husband.
Right.
Or your mate, your partner, your spouse, whatever, is on a business trip or has to leave the following day on a business trip. I mean, you know, you really need to have that relationship as a fallback. So I sort of think about Rover.com that people should kind of, you know, like splurge a little, treat themselves to a day or a night or a couple of days away when they don't need to. So they've found out if they didn't love that sitter, maybe it was fine, it was okay. But you know what? There was that other one on Rover.com, kind of looked great too. Think I'm going to try her next time. You can do a little shop and compare, and you'll find the one, just like people do with babysitters, that really rings your bell. And when the dogs come home, they kind of look up and go, oh, hi, it's you, as opposed to like rushing over and going, oh, God, this person doesn't understand me. You know, I think that that's one of the, I mean, we know that, right? I mean, we all know when our dogs have been with someone who's a real dog person and makes them feel special, probably maybe pampers them more than we do, because we're sometimes we take our dogs for granted. you know, we were nice to them, but we don't fuss over them like a pet sitter probably would.
I think you can tell when they meet. You can sometimes tell when your dogs meet a person. You know, sometimes I look at my dogs just to sort of evaluate the person. I think that's why I was thinking it'd be nice to bring the dogs to meet the pet sitter. You know,
It's absolutely. They can evaluate them from their point of view.
Yeah,
definitely. You've raised so many great points. Let me just comment on a couple of them. First of all, you have talked about cats, so we position ourselves for dog owners, but we definitely watch cats. We've had pot-belly pigs. There's been lizards. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, when I think about the travel point that you keep bringing up, I mean, you're so right. Like, when we did research recently, 70% of people said they wanted to travel more, but they didn't have a trusted dog sitter, so they would not travel. So that's 70% of people. And of people traveling, 80% of them are worrying about their dog when they're gone. So in both of those situations, we are fixing that problem, right? We think of our sitters, they need to almost have that the same attributes, the loving attributes of a dog, right? They have to be dependable. They have to be loyal. They have to be caring. They have to be loving, because that is what the bond is between a pet parent, you know, dog lover, and their dog. And I think you're right. Like, we tend to spoil them almost more. We will do those care instructions to the T because, you know, that we are getting paid and we take it seriously and we want to be responsible and accountable and we want them to have a great time so that they can come back the next time.
That's right. You want to build that loyal customer base. We're going to go off for a break. When we get back, if anyone out there is wondering how to become a Rover.com sitter or how to find one, pretty simple. Give us a call, 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back. Support for this show comes from VaxiCheck. Are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com, because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy, inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Catatrack litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. So we are back, dog travel experts. Those of you at the Halo pop-up shop in Manhattan at the corner of the Roger Smith Hotel, if you're wondering how could you ever leave your dog or cat with anyone and trust them, Rover.com has that figured out. Susan, how did you get your huge Facebook following? Dare we ask? Or is that rude, like asking a woman's age? We were just very impressed.
I love that. You know, we only started, I think it was about 8-9 months ago. And we did focus on Facebook. There's about 100,000 followers. And as I said, it just became a word of mouth. We started initially with kind of fun things where we'd post a photo and say things like, name that breed. We would have puppy baskets once a week, and people would comment. But now we've really gotten into, you know, broader context. While we do contests, people like that. We are starting to put other information in there that we think is important, like healthy treats or tips for the summer. And so we really are getting a higher, what I call, engagement rate. So not just people liking photos or being involved because they just like dogs, but getting more of a community, which is really what my goal is on Facebook. And our Twitter is really starting to grow. I expect that to probably be tenfold larger soon because people love sending in a picture of their dog somewhere. Oh, did you see this? Like this weekend, I'll give you a great example. I was at a running race, a 5K. It was called the Furry 5K in Seattle. And there was this hysterical rock that where they had laser printed, and it said, dog hair is a condiment in this household. And I thought that was a... Isn't that great? I mean, and so you're surrounded by thousands of these dog lovers, and they love to share stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not always just about, oh, I'm going out of town, I need this. It's really this community of people that you're building new friendships. I mean, the sitters to the dog owners, sitters to sitters, dog owners that want to become sitters. We're seeing that trend.
Oh,
I
that's
think in
interesting.
The future we're going to be... Yeah, I think in the future we might become a top dating site. You never know, of singles that are watching dogs that meet other people. So,
how funny. Well, I'm just going to tell a little mean story about a would-be competitor of yours. It's irrelevant to say the name. But before I knew about Rover.com, I was just sort of panicked on this particular Thursday because my sister was going to try and visit, and I thought my dogs literally might eat her dog. So I was just a little nervous about that. So understandably, because you don't want your sister's dogs to get eaten, that's definitely not good for family relations. So I, you know, here I am in this business, right? You'd think I would already know pet sitters or know the very best place, but I just put Pet Sitters Connecticut in the Google search bar, and something came up. It doesn't matter what the name of it is. And it said free 7-day trial, and it made all these claims, and you put your zip code in instantly, and it showed several pictures, Donna T. and Gary D., and it would sort of say where they were, kind of. And then you had to put all this information in. Not good information, honestly, like Rover.com, where you ask a lot of specifics about, you know, your pet's personality and the kind of things they like and what you're looking for. I mean, you really are in that way a real matchmaking dating service. In this one, it was much more kind of like, do you want overnight or just a few hours or whatever? So I'm psyched. Okay, good. I found something. And now I try to click on these three women that are apparently close to my sister's house in Easton, Connecticut. And you had to pay money. I'm like, hello, it said free 7-day trial. And now there was no such thing. You had to pay money to look at these sitters, to actually be able to write to them, which is totally the opposite of Rover.com, which is very open. It wants to make that communication. The long and the short of it was I thought, this is such a ripoff. This is bad for even a business like Rover.com. Any business is brought down if someone's out there not playing properly. You know, it just doesn't do good things for the whole industry. So I tried to find out where this company was located, and they were registered in Chicago. So I go on the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. Everything's online now, right? You don't make a phone call. Against this company, which was obviously based there, but it didn't really matter where they were based, right? They were supposedly all of America. There were 88 complaints. And guess what rating it had from the Better Business Bureau of Chicago, which just makes you think Chicago is not the straightest shooting city. A+. So I wrote to them and I said, this
wow.
place is like doing switch and bait. They're lying. It's not a free anything, and they make you pay just to get the information that you've now given them all your information.
Oh.
You've given them your email address and all your stuff. Of course, I never heard back from the Better Business Bureau. I said, do people actually buy their ratings in Chicago? 88 complaints that they're even admitting to? That's a lot of complaints. That's like 88 complaints versus Rover.com has a sitter with 100 testimonials. Just goes to show you. Point being, there are other companies trying to do what you're doing, and maybe some are doing it well, but I would just caution people that in the same way that a sitter needs to take what they're doing really seriously and be passionate about it, you need to do business with a company that's the same way. They're not just trying to grab your email address or play tricks on you. I cannot get rid of this name of this company. Wherever I go now on the internet, these freaking things pop up. Hello, you want one of our sitters? I can't even get rid of them. It's like, what is it? That's some Paris knows everything about social media. That's not social media. That's like spam or something. It's horrible.
Oh.
I'm like, I want to make the 89th complaint and it won't even get registered. So I think,
you know, the spirit of the internet, you want to get a lot of information and then do your comparisons. Talk to multiple sitters and see who you have a good feel for. You know, I think that's a nice thing about Rover.com. I was looking at y'all's site earlier and about the Peace of Mind Plus package and all of those types of things. And I think that's really nice how you can
What was that, Paris? Describe that.
Well, I'm sure Susan could describe it a lot better, but it really, for some of the elite sitters, right, they could have a special protection package to reimburse emergency vet bills.
Wow.
That's absolutely correct. So, again, we want to be transparent. We want the dog owner to be able to see the comparisons of all the sitters. So there is this elite package where they have extra insurance that they've signed up for. It only costs a sitter about $50 a year. But it puts them in this other elite status of providing more services. Another thing that we do, because, again, safety is so important and having that great dog experience, we have an exclusive relationship with Vet Live, which means 24/7 for a very small fee of $3. When your dog goes to a sitter, you can make sure that they have access to a veterinarian through Vet Live. So if, like my Labrador, they love to eat. They might get in the pantry and let's say eat a whole box of crackers. Or I'm sure we've all experienced this with people with large dogs.
Yes.
And that sitter would then have the ability to not have to call the owner, but to be able to have full access 24/7 to a veterinarian. And so, and that's only $3 as an example. So we really, we're in
a cool idea. That's a really cool idea. I don't know. I don't know if you know this, Paris, but I had someone from the ASPCA poison control. I think the ASPCA actually, it's a brand. The poison hotline for pets is, I think, ASPCA branded. You know, if you call them up and you want feedback and advice because your dog ate a box of chocolates, there's a fee for every
single phone call,
kind of shocked me, because you call 911 or you call the emergency room for humans, or even a specialty vet emergency room that's open overnight, they will talk you through some stuff. But if you call the poison hotline, it's a big fee. It's like 50-something-ish dollars. So having that Vet Live is a really wonderful idea, because those are emergency-trained vets, I'm sure, because that's the only kind of call they're going to get at night.
Yeah, I think that's a big – well, it's called the Peace of Mind, so.
Yeah.
That's very, very interesting. Those added on services. I mean, I wouldn't, that's very creative on your part to think of all these extra bells and whistles.
Yeah, and we've focused on the ones that we feel that our dog owners really want. We're not trying to add this really long a la carte menu, can make all this extra money. You know, we negotiated a big, an overall fee with VetLive, so that we could pass along the savings at a really low rate to these consumers. And average time you call, like a Vet Live, I believe it's close to a $20 to $25 call. And we're charging
easily
$3. So
that's really cool.
So our goal,
that is nice. You know, I was looking too, y'all have the priority for last minute stays. So say someone had a suddenly they had a funeral, they had to leave the next day.
Right.
So would that help them to book their favorite pet sitters?
Absolutely. All they need to do is call 1-888-453-7889, and we call that our last minute or our concierge hotline. There's only, so if you're in a bind, you just call us. The team sits right behind me. As I'm working, I hear those calls coming in. And sometimes it's just somebody that might not even be as, let's say, computer literate, or maybe they're just busy.
Right.
Maybe a business trip just came up. They're driving. They've got their phone on speaker.
Yes.
They're trying to book the trip, get home, pack, and they need us, and we want to be there to find them that perfect situation. So
that's really great because, yes, there are people that aren't comfortable on the internet, either people in a certain age group or I have friends that just to this day just have never really embraced the internet. It's not how they get information. It's not how they do business. They really like the telephone. So this would be for this particular friend. She's in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. She doesn't own a computer. She refuses. She's put her little foot down, stamp, stamp, stamp. I'm not going to be part of the computer age. I don't want everyone to read all my emails, which is like a whole nother conversation. So having her have that phone number, she has two dogs and things do come up. And she has a gal that, you know, she can pay some way too much money to who shows up kind of. How amazing if she could learn of a pet sitter, and she lives in the Berkshires, and there, I'm sure there's lots of people in that part of Massachusetts who would just take the pups to their house or stay over. For I think the rates are very reasonable. I mean, when you consider what they charge to board a dog in a mean old kennel with a, you know, cement floor and chain link fencing and, you know, depressing everybody, starting with the dog, I think the rates are really, really not expensive. Do they? I couldn't tell from the website if there's an upcharge for more than one dog.
Oh, that's a great question. So, first of all, the average price per the nation is about $25. If you're in a big city, on average for one dog, it's $35. Now, if you have more than one dog, it does not mean it's an additional, let's say, $35.
Right.
So,
right.
In our product, when you're actually booking a stay, and they will show you what the additional dog stay is. And yes, there's usually a discount.
So it's like a hotel room where the hotel room's $100 and for the second person is free and the third person $30 or something. It's like that extra amount that isn't as much as the whole thing.
Right. Well, usually they do charge something for the second dog, but yes, it is at a discount. And the biggest thing I find is, you know, I have two dogs. You spoke about how you have two dogs. The biggest benefit I find is my two dogs want to be together. It's one part of the problem when I have to be gone, right? But then if I have to separate them, I'm really, like, not a great pet parent. Because when they're together, they're going to be happy. And so my ideal is I like to have one of our traveling sitters come to my house so my dogs are in their own environment, and they're together. And you know what? They're happy. They've got their food, their bed. You know, it's working out fine for them.
And they just chill out. They just kick back and chill out until you get home. They kind of just sort of zone out. I mean, usually, even if the sitter's playing with them, they're in a little bit of a kind of gloomy space, but at least they're in their own space. And I think that that's very comforting to people as well. We're going to go to another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up with even more reasons to check out Rover.com, either as a client or as a provider. Why not? Give it a try. Sounds like fun. We'll be right back after this break. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. And to get $5 off if you're a first-time customer, go online to The Honest Kitchen and put DOGTALK5 in the code box when you check out. Susan, what do all the people in your family, your human family, think about this wonderful company that you've helped to found and that you're so jazzed about? Do they get it? Do they get how cool it is?
Oh, absolutely. I always come home each night with a story of the day. You know, working in an environment with 30 people, but about 15 dogs, and a lot, we're all sitters. So we'll bring in one of the dogs that we're sitting. There's a beautiful Siberian Husky that came in today. His name's Enzo, and he is just white and big and playful, and watching him run around and play with, you know, the Pomeranians and the Havanese dogs, they all have their personalities. You know, we've got terriers, we've got pugs, we've got French bulldogs, we've got everything.
That is so cool.
It is really fun. Basically, they think It isn't even like a job because I love technology, but I love dogs just as much. And, you know, marketing is what I love to do. And, you know, even building the new TV ads we have and, you know, talking to customers, going to the free 5K runs, I can work every weekend and it doesn't feel like work. You know, I'm showing up to meet new dogs and talk to sitters, talk to dog owners, think about maybe some new ideas, what other things we could do together to make it even more exciting.
Do you hand out, every place you go, do you hand out Vistaprint cards or a business card or a brochure? What do you stick something in people's hand every time you walk into Starbucks? I would be tempted to if I were you.
You know, it's so funny because I used to be so private about where I would work. And now I want to tell everybody about Rover, but I don't want to be so, you know, I don't want to take advantage of every relationship. So usually if I'm meeting people the first time and it's their dog, I just do what's natural. I play with the dog. I get down on the ground, wrestle and hug them and kiss them. And I don't talk about Rover at that point. But if they meet me again, they might be like, oh, I remember you. And then I might tell them about Rover. I just love it. But I think that the word of mouth we're gaining with all of our sitters and all these hundreds of thousands of people on Facebook, you know, doing my part that way is just very special to me.
That is, well, very nice, I think.
We think it's great. I mean, if Paris and I didn't both live in such isolated places, we could certainly do this. I mean, we could take a dog in from time to time. I'm sure people that foster pets for shelters and rescues are totally used to having strange dogs, a lot stranger than somebody's own dog in their house. And they would probably get a big kick out of making a little money for it and then be able to give back to the very same shelter where they usually volunteer and are a foster dog person, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. You know, it's such... In Texas, I was just going to say, in Texas, we actually have a managing director of one of the top shelters, and she is one of our sitters, and so she's with dogs all day long, just like I am, but it's so much a part of her give back and her life, basically, and what she loves doing, that she likes being a sitter. She's one of our top sitters.
I can't believe it. Isn't that crazy? That's what
and
they call a busman's
so
holiday.
Yeah. Like, you know, one of our readers asked me a question about Rover.com, and they were wanting to know if people could select a sitter and know in advance, like, what types of dogs they have, because they were wanting to use the pet sitting as a socialization tool for their dog.
Oh, what a good idea.
You know?
Oh, it's a great idea. Okay, so a couple things. Yes. So on all of the sitters' pages, just like mine, I list that I have a Labrador. I have a photo up there. We always list, like, male, female, what their age is, because sometimes really old dogs don't want to play with puppies, for instance. And so if you have a puppy, you probably want to be right in a home with the smaller dogs or with younger dogs. And socialization is actually a huge thing. Even some of the dog sitters that have pups love to sit more often, because it is a very easy way. They're making money, and they're socializing their dog. We're also
starting
to do a lot more
meat.
Yeah, absolutely.
It goes both ways.
And then we're doing more things.
We got to sort of wrap up because we only have like a minute left. I mean, the time has flown by, but we're basically down to the wire. So we just want everybody to go to Rover.com and check it out. We want to invite you to become a special friend of the show, Susan, because we think you and dog travel experts have an awful lot of things in common. So we'll talk about that and get all hooked up so that we can become special friends and let everyone know what Rover.com is doing all the time. Thank you so much for your brilliant idea and for your love of pets that's led to this great company. We're really enjoying learning about it and really happy to be connected to you.
Thank you so much for having us. And a quick shout out. I love that Halo pop-up shop in New York City. And I'm sending them free Rover towels. So people
can get
free Rover towels, I think, on Saturday this week.
See that? All good people wind up together. Susan, thank you for that. That's marvelous. Paris, what a fun show. What a great, I mean, at some point we're going to need a Rover.com sitter. We might as well get ready now. Have a meet and greet.
I think
right?
so. We all need that backup, even if we don't.
That's right. Even if we don't think we do.
That's
right. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.